Okay, good evening, holy chevra, welcome back to the Olam Amidos, and specifically Rav Kivi, the Olam HaKavod. Oh, Kivi loves the Kavod. The Olam HaKavod. Hopefully not, Kivi. After tonight, we won't love the Kavod. So you're so Tivus HaKavod. What's the foundation between that desire for Kavod? It's always so important to know the root of something, not just the symptom, the root. Because if we can know the root of a midah ra'ah, we have a chance to work on it and to eradicate it and to really work on ourselves. Should never, ever, ever just be reactive people. We've got to be proactive people and see what's going on. So let's see. Va'aleinu lehitbonen. We have to understand, ma'o mekoro v'sharasho shel taivus hakavod. What is the source? What is the root of this taiv of kavod? Where does it come from? V'nireh. The foundation of this taiva is to feel the self-worth, to feel important. Because a person thinks, based on how others treat him and respect him and honor him, that testifies, that proves that the person's important. For other people, honor him and give him the limelight. That is a tremendous indication that he's an important person. And the truth is, we all want and we all need to feel important. It's a basic human need. To feel valuable, to show we have value in this world. This is gevaldik. It's a big mistake to think that our importance is based on the kavod that others give us. That's where we err. That's where we slip up. When we think that our chashivus is tolia, is dependent on other people's actions towards us. And somebody that falls into this trap is in a dangerous place on two ways. Number one. Because if people don't give him kavod, he's going to feel like he's not important. If his whole self-worth is based on other people, then the moment they stop giving you honor, the moment they stop giving you recognition, you're going to say, whoa, I'm not important. And even if he is truthfully a person who's great, and works hard in Torah and mitzvos, margish bechitos nafsho, he's going to feel very low in his spirit. V'gorim lo lipol ba'atzus v'yeish, it's going to cause him to have depression and despair. V'zem afriya l'aliyasa b'avodas Hashem, and this is going to disrupt him from going vayter in his vodas Hashem. If people don't feed the ego, feed the kavod, he's going to feel down and depressed. We can never have yeish. It's going to be yeish. And he's never ever going to grow. And if he's in a situation where other people give him kavod, he is in even greater danger. Because then he feels like he's a very prominent and illustrious person that people honor. And he's going to ignore any of his lackings, deficiencies. And what's going to happen? He's never going to fix himself. So it's a very dangerous two-edged sword if we depend on other people. Because the moment they don't give us honor, we fall into a state of despair. We say, ooh, maybe I'm not so great. And on the flip side, if they give us honor, we think we're unbelievable. And we think that we never have to work on ourselves. And we ignore any areas that need a real tikkun. That's why it's so dangerous to base our worth on others. So he gives an example, very good example. Leben Torah shelamad b'yeshiva v'alach mechayel lechayel. Let's say there's a geshmak yid who keeps shtagging hard and hard. V'samchu rabotav yadav alav v'nasa rav b'ir gedola. His rabbein give him smicha and send him off to be a big rav. Ach ein toshve b'nei Torah. But in this new city where he assumes the leadership, the Rav, the rabbinate, the people that live there are not such B'nai Torah. V'harehu doresh berabim. He darshins in public. V'kulam omdim b'fana v'sholim oto shelos. And people come to him and ask him questions. Shekol bar mi be'rav yodim. That everybody knows. Harav, kamez man tzarich lamtim achar achilas basar. They ask him questions like, how much do we have to wait before eating, after we eat milk, after we eat meat? V'chehena v'chehena. They ask him all these simple questions. Ula alad ben Torah zenofel bas madaso uvichukaso. Slowly but surely, this ben Torah is going to fall in his diligence, in his learning, in his desire to amass more and more Torah, to scale the heavenly heights. Shechoshev lashmo, because he thinks to himself, bibnei mani sirich lamod, hare ani kevar gadol eir. Why do I have to learn anymore? I'm this great person. I know all the answers. And he stays the same. V'mevin yavim shezeh pachad pechadim l'mi she'omed b'matzav shel kavod k'mo rabbanim v'chanchim. Wow. So Agus, take notes, future big Rav. This is a great fear for somebody who's in a situation of kavod, like rabbanim and mechanchim. Whew! Gotta be very careful. You could stay flat. V'alderech zemru chazal, snat rabbanut. That's what Chazal say, hate the rabbanut. In Prigavos, it doesn't mean hate the rabbis. It means, don't get excited there, Lipschitz. I saw you got excited. It doesn't mean hate the rabbis. It means hate positions of authority because of what it does to you. V'nirish is that tam l'mashem ruchazal. This is the reason what Chazal tell us in Prigavos. Ve'vei zanav la'ariot v'al tiei rosh l'sholim. It's better to be the tail of a lion and not to be the head of a donkey. Shim hu rosh l'sholim yachol yipol l'mokesh. Because if he's the head of a donkey, he's going to fall to the trap we just discussed. Aval himu zanav la'ariot. But if he is the tail of the lion, lo yitaver aidei kavod ha-sheker. He won't be blinded by this false sense of kavod. Umakir shel olam sarich litalot ve'lech mechayel lechayel. If he's just the tail of the lion, he'll realize he has to keep working, keep schwitzing, keep improving, keep scaling the heights. We're in this world to improve ourselves. Malim b'kodesh be maridim. We go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. So if we're just basing our opinion on what other people say, we're in that dangerous trap. Oh, I made it. Look at me. I'm great. No, Yid always has to go weiter. Always have to be the derech of Alicha. Right? The first commandment, Avram, lech lecha, vayelech Moshe. We always have to be derech Alicha. Always going forward. The angels are an ome. They stand still. But a ben Torah always has to be moving. Always has to be schwitzing and grinding. We go up in Kedusha, ve'ein moridim. It's a crucial principle. As the Vilna Gaon says in the Evan Shlema, if we're not going up, we're going down. And that's the emes. If we're not going up, we're going down. Because we have to constantly put in that schwitz, that toil, that effort to be working on ourselves. Let's do one more paragraph. Fil olam srichin l'vdok atzmenu im magmatenu rak litalot litgadel bavoras shashem beinenu uvein borenu. Wow. We have to really check ourselves and be honest. Are we going up in avodas Hashem because it's between us and our Creator? Or only so that we feel the honor bestowed upon us from others. Wow. So when we get stark, we have to realize, am I doing it because I'm sincere and I want to grow my avodas Hashem? Or am I doing it because it looks good? I'm getting the honor. I'm getting something that looks nice. And that is a serious, serious question. That takes very personal reflection. We always have to make clear upon ourselves that the importance of a person is not dependent on what honor other people give to us. There are many wicked people who get a lot of honor in this world. There are such tamimidics, pure tzaddikim, that their value is not recognizable to anybody. It's not a rye what people do. True, there are tzaddikim that are zochet to kavod. Corresponding to them, there are many tzaddikim that their value is not recognizable to anybody. The reason is, this person, the tachlis is that his greatness becomes publicized. And this person's purpose is that it gets concealed. But this never is the determining factor of a person's greatness. Does a man judge, does Hashem judge us based on the honor that we attain in this world? A person's only judged by Hashem, exclusively judged how he serves his Creator according to the best of his abilities. So it's something to start young. I really believe that in this Heliga Heliga Chavrusa Chabura, it's something to think about now. Can't think about, what does he think of me? And what is he saying about me? And does it look good? Because we got to start the habit early at a young age. We do things because it's right. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. And we're the greatest chus in the world to be Oivdei Hashem and children of the Eibishter. Bani Matem Hashem Elokeichem. That's why we do it. And to train ourselves at this young, ripe age, this formative age, not to be concerned about what others think about or say to us, but only to be concerned what Avinu Shebashamayim demands of us. Yashikoyach Gadol.